Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. As we close out the week, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Yesterday was Sponsor Gun Day. I got to go pick up the Robar reworked Glock 19, and I have it right here. And yes, it is loaded, but for our purposes, I'll go ahead and clear it. What you can't see, I'm going to have to do better video on this. What you can't see is you can't see some of the things they've done with the texturizing if you're looking on the camera right now. This is old school. This is old school thought process, but at the same time, it's 21st century technology. All of the metal parts have been coated in MP3, which is good. The trigger has been... It's right in between. You know, with the Glock 34, you get a 3.5-pound trigger pull. With the stock Glock, you get a 5.5-pound trigger pull. This is at a flat 4 pounds. And it's crisp. It is really crisp. This is the sweet spot for this gun. The thing about the texture, and you can't see it, and I haven't talked to Freddie Blish to ask him about this yet, but when you're looking at it sideways, and when you look at it right here, it's almost like they wrapped something around the grip. All of the finger grooves are gone. They take the finger grooves down, except they leave just a slight swell that you can feel. Got a relief cut there, relief cut there. However, they do one thing that I did not expect. The other thing you can't see is right here, they've taken the grip and added material to it. Somehow, some way, it has a very pronounced beaver tail coming off of it, and they've added material back here, and now this part right here at the very base of the grip is scalloped out. And you know, with the Gen 4, they come with various back straps. Now, this is scalloped out, so you drive the pin out that's back here on the grip, and that would normally be there for the back strap. This whole piece here falls away, and you can adjust it by... They send a couple of extra little pieces to adjust the grip if you want to, if that's what you want to do. This has got Trijicon night sights on it that are very nice. Overall, this has been reworked. It's also got a little groove cut into the bottom so you can rip away a magazine if it's not falling free. This is all well thought out. This has become a pure combat handgun. If Glock were going to take their handguns all the way and make it... This is the way they should make the Glock, right here. If it's going to be stock, which, you know, just looking at it, it doesn't... Except for a slight change in the color on the slide and the barrel, you can't really tell that much about it, difference-wise, when you're looking at it. However, the way it feels, just playing around with it, is it's a different feel altogether. Plus, I have Robar engraved on both sides, which is really good. And no, I haven't shot it yet, but I do intend to. And it's got some press check grooves cut in the front of it for those that like to do a press check off the front. Robar. This is the Robar Glock. Only thing left now is the Hammer of God shotgun. So very soon I've got to go to the range. I've got to take the Robar Polymar 15. I've got to take this Robar Glock. And when the Hammer of God gets here, I'll probably take it as well. And we'll go shoot all three of these things. And we'll see what they're going to do. This is... The Glock 19 was already a perfect size as far as a carry gun. Now this has taken it and changed just enough to really make it nice. This will be with me. It'll probably withstand with the MP3 finished. They can probably bury me with it, and the gun will still be standing tall when I have decayed. So I've got that to look forward to. News. Just a little aside as we open up with that, just because I love New Gun Day. New Gun Day is great. I've got to start videoing those. Yesterday I intended to video this, and I just didn't have the time because I was paying more dues at WORD. And for those of you that have been checking me out at WORD and you're checking me out here now, welcome to the fold. You're now one of the ninjas. Nobody told you about that part, did they? Welcome to the fold. The Surgeon General, who never has practiced medicine, he made news again this month by saying he doesn't regret calling gun violence a public health issue. Gun violence is actually a policy issue, and it's an indicator, a yardstick about failure of policy. That's what precipitates gun violence. And it's not something that you can just pass a law and make it go away. It's a cultural thing that has been spurred by political policy. Nothing more, nothing less. To get out there and try to make it a public health issue means that by, you know, some sort of legislative hook somewhere here or there that you can probably make it go away. So rather than focusing on a criminal justice policy change to help continue and accelerate how you deal with gun-related violence, they want to redefine the issue as a public health problem. And putting the language games aside, the unfortunate cases of gun violence are not bacteria or viruses or cancer. There is no vaccine or health intervention for criminal behavior. This is criminal behavior precipitated by policy failure. And Americans at large overwhelmingly understand this. His comments, the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, his comments are counter to public opinion. A national poll found that an overwhelming 84% of respondents see gun violence as a criminal justice issue rather than a public health issue. When asked about whether the Federal Centers for Disease Control should spend its resources studying the use of guns in crime, 88% responded with a resounding no. 71% of respondents said the federal government should not classify gun violence as a public health issue in the manner of viruses and disease. So despite their rhetoric, guns are not a disease. There are millions of people with millions of guns that are completely neutral. They're not infecting anybody. But the gun control crowd's not interested in that. It would be nice if we could make heart disease a criminal justice matter. That would mean we could pass a law to make it where you don't have a heart attack. But that's not really the way it works. Criminals don't precipitate heart disease. Diet, lifestyle, maybe some DNA, that does, but not criminals. Likewise, DNA does not precipitate criminal behavior. We know that. Anti-gunners don't. They're just a lie. This is just a new lie to push. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan. We're going to talk about what he carries, how he carries, and how he trains for what he's going to do as he carries. That's next hour. When we get back, the lost gun rights of Oz. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Fire? Why don't you?
There we go. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Gun control advocates, they love them some Australia. Oh, my goodness. They're famous for their mass gun surrender and gun rights surrender after the Port Arthur massacre of 1996. And while President Obama will sit on television and tell you, we're not coming to take your gun, he does love the Aussie solution. But how do those claims made about our sister nation compare with actual data? The usual concerns when it comes to guns are going to be suicides and homicides, and in the latter, a subcategory of mass shootings, which are a very rare occurrence. Consider suicides first. From the Australian Bureau of Statistics, we get this data. It does not show a decline in the suicide rate among males over the period of 1989-2013. While female rates remained unchanged. This may suggest some effect of changes in gun laws, since men are more often to use guns to kill themselves than women do. But there are indications that Australian males merely change from gunshot to hanging, and the suicide rate has been on the increase over the last several years. Homicides prove even less support for the sweeping changes in gun laws that followed in 1996. Since 1915, Australian homicides have hovered around 200 per 100,000. There are fluctuations from year to year, particularly a rise in the 3 years after Port Arthur. But gun homicides began declining in 1969. The United States has seen a drop in rates of homicide and other violent crime that started in the early 1990s. Causation is a little more difficult to nail down, but our two nations have gone in opposite directions with regard to gun laws and have seen similar changes in crime, suggesting that legislation on firearms is not responsible. And then, of course, mass shootings. What about them in particular or specifically? The gun control headline is correct in saying there have been none since 1996, but the details are not quite so simple. A mass shooting is already a rare event, so it's difficult to draw definitive conclusions from them, but there's an interesting fact to be noted here. Since 1996, New Zealand also has had no mass shootings, while that nation adopted none of the gun control measures enacted in Australia. Once again, you have to be very difficult when you start to assert causation. But once again, when two similar nations, which New Zealand is very similar to Australia, when they adopt 180-degree, when the policies are 180 degrees different from each other and achieve the same result, that leads to suggestion anyway. It's also interesting to note that while the recent hostage crisis in a Sydney coffee shop fell short of our FBI's definition of a mass shooting, at least four dead in a single incident, that crime shows that when someone wishes to make a spectacular attack, a way will be found, as we've known all along. Now, unlike what gun control advocates wish was true here, the changes in gun laws in Australia were much easier to achieve there for a couple of reasons. In 1996, the percentage of Aussie gun owners was 7%. After the measure, 5%. Going after a group of people is less of a challenge when they represent a very small portion of your total population. In America, estimates vary, but they're very different. But something like a third of us are gun owners. Coming after us would require a lot of work. This is especially the case because we have constitutional protections that the Australians lack. Unless the Second Amendment can be repealed or Heller and McDonald can be reversed, guns as an individual right is settled law. The bottom line here is that the knee-jerk reaction to the Port Arthur shooting accomplished very little
and that Australia doesn't offer gun control advocates the proof of the, you know, for their claims that they so urgently desire. Which is not to say they will stop doing it. Oh my, they will continue to do it. But we, since our rights are the ones at stake, we have to do a little digging just to maintain that edge. Just to maintain that edge. That's very important. It's very important. There's other things. One thing right now, they're having a gun crime surge in Australia that this particular piece does not cover. Guns being made homegrown, home rolled, are becoming very common in Australia. And like I've said before, any guy that knows anything about machinery or machine work or knows how to weld or do a couple of things, he can go. He can go to Home Depot and get the materials to make a raw, rudimentary firearm. Magazine-fed firearms are very easy to make. They operate on a very simple principle, which is one of the reasons that this whole smart gun technology is so resisted by us, because semi-auto pistols work on a very simple, basic principle. And getting in there and starting to add power sources and sensors and all this other stuff will mess with that action, because it's going to prohibit it from operating if you're not the right palm print or the right pulse or the right iris scan or retina scan or whatever it may be. That's why we resist the old smart gun idea. But I found that educating, because Obama thinks that that's the way to go. Obama's not done. Obama has what's left of this year and all of 2016 to try to make a change, folks. Despite all the presidential politics you're going to be seeing in the run-up that we're seeing now and that we'll see all of next year and all the way up to November until the election is decided, Obama has until January the 4th, 2017, to do what he wants. And that's the way he's been operating. And that's the way he's going to continue to try to operate. And it's going to be part, I mean, this is just part and parcel of being a citizen now. We've just got to be involved in government, that's all. When we get back, they're trying to do a cover-up about how good gun-free D.C. is working out. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. D.C., Washington, D.C., they are infamous for having some of the strictest gun control laws in the nation. They are also equally infamous for being incredibly violent there. There has been recent surge in murders there that the district's Democrat leadership cannot slow, no matter how much they want it to stop, because all they're doing to stop it is say, you can't be doing that. Stop. So now, in a desperate attempt to feel, you know, to look like they're doing something, the mayor, Muriel Bowser, and police chief Kathy Lanier are now upping rewards for those willing to turn in some criminals. Yeah. Pay attention. Get your notepad out, because I'm going to give you the lists. On Wednesday, sharply hiked rewards for seized illegal guns amid an upsurge in killings in the U.S. Capitol, part of a rise in homicides in many big cities. Washington will pay a $2,500 reward for a tip leading to gun seizures, up to $1,000. Information leading to an arrest and conviction in a shooting earns a reward of $10,000, up from $1,000. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Police Chief Kathy Lanier put that statement out. Our actions are clear. We need to get illegal guns off the street so people aren't in harm's way. Washington is a city of about 660,000 people, has had 98 homicides so far this year, up 36% from the same time in 2014. Police have seized 944 illegal guns this year, according to the statement. Lanier and Bowser have blamed the rise in killings on factors including illegal firearms in the wrong hands, greater use of synthetic drugs, more guns, and repeat violent offenders on the street. Tacitly, they also admit that their leadership is completely ineffective. Because they're out there now showing that we need to bribe people to come forward and do the right thing. And here's the thing about turning into criminal. Most criminals are only known by other criminals unless they commit a crime against you. So they want the criminals to turn in each other. And they've made it where you can make a living doing it. Now, this is their hope to stem the out of control violence. Now, the police chief, and she is nothing more or less than a politician with a badge, went so far as to make unsupported claims attacking standard capacity magazines. We have added a reward of $10,000 for shootings because we are seeing too many of these shootings now with high capacity magazines, and the potential for them to be lethal is much, much greater. Okay. I guess unless it's in the hands of David Gregory, right? Here's the thing. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to change anything. Gun control does not change anything. Gun control, well, it does make it more prevalent as far as crime. That is a proven fact. Why this is not the thing that is thrown in everybody's face is beyond me. Well, I know why it's not thrown in everybody's face, because the media are complicit. When asked to support her claim that high-capacity magazines were to blame, Lanier had no answers. That's probably because the data does not support her claim. Most criminal shootings are comprised of three shots or less. Hardly standard capacity limitations. And Lanier has provided no evidence whatsoever to support her assertion that they have suddenly and inexplicably more than tripled. Anti-gun liberals tend to look at anything that holds more than 10 rounds as high capacity, despite the fact that that's normally less than standard capacity for a great many semi-automatic weapons. What we have here is that the mayor and the police chief refuse to face the reality that the district's incredibly strict gun control laws ensure that law-abiding citizens are easy prey for the city's criminal class. Any gun in D.C. right now that is out there, literally not in a house, is illegal. They have no provisions. They have a may-issue provision right now in place, and they're in a big lawsuit and everything over that right now, and they're being messed with by judges all the time. But they have a may-issue provision that makes it very, 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 very hard to get a carry permit in D.C. Because, you see, in D.C., they have so many of the beautiful people. So we can't have normal people. We can't have normal people in D.C. You know, the D.C. police are understaffed, and they're improperly utilized by Police Chief Lanier. The citizenry are stripped, utterly stripped, as a practical matter, of their right to bear and or to keep and bear arms. So, as a result, criminals, and I'm talking about the unelected kind, lord over the streets in D.C. with little fear of being apprehended after the fact, and with the near absolute certainty that they're not going to run across one of the district's very few and highly restricted concealed carriers. So we have strict gun control in Washington, D.C. And Washington, D.C., for a violent criminal, is paradise. Paradise. It remains to be seen how many more good people must be murdered before the district's leaders admit that their policies are costing lives. I would love to see the data on the big four in Washington, D.C.
And I'd like to see where they're at, where all these crimes occur. Simply because this is going to sound horrible. This is going to sound horrible. Simply because if you were to look at the areas, they probably all are occurring in certain areas, dead center, and on the fringes of these areas. Although D.C.'s not particularly that big of a city. I mean, population-wise, they're barely bigger than Columbia, South Carolina, as far as population is concerned. I don't know how much square mileage they have and what the density of the population is as far as, you know, inhabitants per square mile, but you could do all of that with social media. You could pinpoint where these people are coming from. Here in the upstate of South Carolina, there is a lot of renovation going on, or some people would call it gentrification. And where that happens, crime is going down. There are some unfortunate side effects that go along with that, like some people can't afford to live where they've lived, although they are getting bought out, so they probably can move somewhere, I would think. But, I mean, I'm just sitting at this, looking at this, and just thinking, why don't you identify who the criminals are and go after them instead of trying to bribe the criminals to go after each other? That's not only infamous, it's incompetent. It's completely lacking in leadership to get out there and say, we'll pay you if you'll tell us. So in other words, we're not going to try to find out what's going on. When we get back, what does it mean to stand your ground? On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Quick shout out, if you're listening out there right now at WVWI, in the Virgin Islands, hello. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. What does it mean to stand your ground? That's really contextual to a certain degree, and it depends on how the question is being asked. As a child, our parents try to teach us to stand our ground against bullies and other miscreants that might be coming up. Well, they used to. Maybe not so much now. Now you get in trouble for fighting back. In the workplace, to stand your ground means remaining true to personal ideas and suggestions, even when those might prove unpopular. When you get into politics, however, standing your ground often denotes remaining true to your word, even though great opposition from others and their special interest sugar daddies is mounted. That's sort of a rarity. When it comes to legal matters, though, something else entirely springs up. Now, after the Zimmerman-Martin incident, shooting, whatever you want to call it, the Floridian Stand Your Ground law took a role in the national discussion. That law, referred to commonly as SYG, allows people to harm aggressors if they have legitimate reason to believe that their lives are in danger. Whether or not one has the ability to retreat is irrelevant. Hence, you have options. You can stand your ground. Despite the straightforward nature of the law, and despite the fact that the Trayvon Martin shooting was not a stand-your-ground case, no shortage of pro-Trayvon Martin activists, the lion's share of whom now you'll find in the Black Lives Matter movement, earnestly believe that it is a magnet for violence and vigilantism. Race is made a cornerstone of their arguments because they believe that in accordance with violent crime statistics, a perceived aggressor might very well be black. Race and the law are two paths that should never ever cross. If anything other is the case, then one race ultimately receives special privileges, if not rights, at the expense of different groups. This is the perception that you get out of this. Okay, facts do not enter the equation. So claims that Stand Your Ground ought to be modified to suit the interests of a special racial classification, that should find itself thrown where it needs to go, which is in the pile of garbage, particularly one that has been left out in the sun, if you will. Stand Your Ground is designed for somebody who might find themselves looking at somebody they didn't intend to look at. Find somebody coming into their house that they don't want to come into their house. Find somebody trying to harm them that they don't even know. It is not a license for lunatics that would harbor a grudge against the next door neighbor to open fire. Okay? It does work for anybody that may find themselves in a wrong situation. Here's why it should work. Okay, this is the reason it should work. I don't care where you go and I don't care what you do. In the United States, there's this perceived freedom of movement. So if you accidentally go somewhere while you're trying to find your way through a strange place, strange city or something, and you go into a high crime area, one of the occupational hazards of being a criminal has got to be a fight in order to execute your job description. That's simply that's the law of nature. It functions for whomever needs it to function. Functions for Caucasians and Black Americans and Asians and Hispanics, because self-defense is instinctive. There's nothing in our makeup that makes us want to be hurt. It works for people of different sexual profiles and such. It works for anybody and against anybody that would harm somebody for whatever reason. It exists for women who are about to be beaten with a lead pan or a lead pipe or a baseball bat at the hand of some male who might call himself a man. And the examples go on and on. The Zimmerman case was traditional self-defense. Zimmerman was already on his way back to his truck when he was blindsided by Trayvon Martin. Trayvon Martin was not standing his ground because at that point he could not claim self-defense because George Zimmerman was going away from him, headed back to the truck. Just like I cannot claim justifiable self-defense if I shoot somebody that's running away from me. Even though they might have had a knife in my face, if I draw the weapon and they drop the knife and they run away and I shoot them in the back, I have just committed murder, not justifiable homicide. To assert that Stand Your Ground allows murder is absurd at its best. The law is present in many other states besides Florida, and it's for lots of people. It's there for the fellow that gets mugged, whether he's black or white. It exists for the mother that's home with her toddler, whether she's black or white, during a break-in. Stand Your Ground laws, even if not used as an alleged victim's court defense, are an invaluable asset to a free civilized society, only because criminals now know that when they go in somewhere, they may be running the risk of coming up against really bad opposition. Just like concealed carry, Stand Your Ground puts this specter in the air for the would-be criminal. That's not something to be taken lightly. That lends to the criminal's situational awareness, if you will, that unfortunately, many of us don't have. But, I mean, situational awareness for me and you is looking around for trouble before it gets to us and then trying to skirt the trouble. The gunfight that is never started is the best gunfight. So, there you have it. Stand your ground is it's not about murder, and it's not about race. Stand your ground works equally for everybody. The Black Lives Matter crowd, one thing they've got to do is they've got to understand that they are not the victims they claim to be. The statistics show that. They can get up there and they can take over Bernie Sanders' lectern all they want to. They can scream at hosts all they want to. They can do whatever they want to do. But the mere fact of the matter is this. The numbers of you that are getting decimated are due to two things. No family structure, gang involvement, and you're killing each other. To me, that's a national tragedy. I look at that and I think, I just wonder who those kids could be. Who could they be? The fact that the rest of us are not wondering this, the fact that the liberals are not asking this question, indicates to me, Black Lives Matter crowd, who the real racists are. And you guys, if Black Lives Matter, and if that's all that matters, you need to go to where it's really happening a lot. I think 13 people were shot in Chicago last weekend. Go hang out there. I'll go with you. I'll go with you in the crusade. But right now, you got too many professional protesters. You got too many white people wanting to be black people in your ranks. You guys need to do a little house cleaning for me to take you serious. Coming up next, Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.